Today's daf from Masechet Menachot is daf Yud Gimel, and we're holding at the Mishnah on daf Yud Beit Amud Beit. We're even holding at the Halakha Mishnah on Yud Beit Amud Beit. Le'achol kachatzi zayit ulaktir kachatzi zayit kasher she'in achila v'aktara mitztarfi. So we've been discussing the dinim of machshavat pigul with a machshava to eat the shiraim or to be maktir the kemetz b'chutz, either chutz l'mekoymei or b'chutz l'zman. And the question was about taking a half of a gezayit to be mitzarif the shiurim. We had a machshav of chutz l'zman, machshav of chutz l'mekoma, they could be mitzarif, but it wouldn't be a chiyuv of harit. How about, in this case, we're talking about doing the pigul in two separate ways. You have a chatzi zayit of haktara and a chatzi zayit of achila. Now, both the kezayit, each one of them, in other words, on its own, had it been a kezayit, would have been fine, because it's not that the object is something that isn't suited, it's just the question is, can I be mitzarif these two things? And here it says, in achila v'aktara mitzarfim. Problem is, because you cannot be mitzarif two different types of pigul. One of them achilas odam, and the other aktara to the mizbeah. Now, there's two ways of understanding that, and in the end, we're going to thwart the approach that the main problem over here is not that what goes on the mizbeah is different than what goes to the Adam, but rather that the act of Achila and the act of Akhtara is actually different, and therefore, even though both are consuming, and indeed back in Tevachim, we found out that if you use the word consumption, then you would have been able to be mitzarif. But right now, our initial reaction to this is that it's not because of the fact that the various modes of consuming are different, and I use a different word for them. That's not the problem. The problem is that it's also the combination of the fact that if I need to be mitzarif them, then that means that I'm essentially being mitzarif something that is not suitable for the other one at all, you see. Since if I wanted to eat the emurim b'chutz, let's say by a zevach, over here I want to eat the k'teres b'chutz, it would be ridiculous, because the k'teres part is not roy for me. That's the part that's roy l'mizbeah. If I wanted to be makter the shirayim b'chutz, that's ridiculous, because the shirayim are not roy for the mizbeah. Therefore, how can I be mitzarif the object of the haktorah with the object of the achila, when the two of them don't share anything? That's the point. If that's the point, then we can make sense of the piece of Gemara that follows. It'll turn out that that's not necessarily the point. But assuming that that's the issue, then we make the following deal. In other words, says the Gemara, the whole problem is that it's the fact that I'm trying to put together achila with haktara, where the object of the haktara is unsuited for tziruv to achila. Oh, now if that's the case, the mashma'ut would be that if I didn't have the double problem, that it's not only the object, but it's the act that's different. The haktara is different than the act of eating. Then there wouldn't have been a problem. In other words, if all I was trying to do was to eat a chatzi zayit of a dover shedarko lechol, and a chatzi zayit of a davar she'en darko lechol, but only laktir, but I didn't say I'll be maktir, I said I'll eat it. Then the mashmaut is that I could be metzarif, something that is not ro'u l'achila for me, to the achila. So taima de lechol de laktir. Ha lechol. Ve lechol davar she'en darko lechol. I could have been mitzarif. But if that's the case, then the implication of the closing piece of the Mishnah is soter, the most fundamental yesod of the beginning of the Mishnah. Because what was the rule in the beginning of the Mishnah? Ktani reisha. Lechol davar she'darko lechol. And only davar she'darko lechol. Ula haktir davar she'darko lahaktir. Which means dafka, a davar shedarko lechol. Yes, but if it's ein darko lechol, no. So now how in the world do you contradict that main klal that you're saying in the Mishnah? You contradict it in the end of the Mishnah. Does it make sense? Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, well, we'll have to say that indeed, ha-mani Rabbi Eliezer, that this piece is going alib to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you could be mechashev mi'achilat adam, La'achilat mizbeach, u'me'achilat mizbeach la'achilat adam. He obviously disagrees with the entire yesod, as we're going to see later on in the next parak. And he holds that you can, d'tnan, ha'kometzeta mincha, לאכול דבר שאין דרכו לאכול, or להכתיר דבר שאין דרכו להכתיר. So in other words, you hadn't kavanah to eat from the comets, or you hadn't kavanah to be makhtir the shiraim. It's kosher. That isn't even nifsal at all. That's not a valid makshevas pigul, even to make it possible. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer posel. So why is Rabbi Eliezer posel? Obviously because he holds that it's only legabi the chi of karet that we have a problem turning it into properly defined pigul. But in terms of the psul of makshava, the object of the makshava does not have to be correctly defined for the set of either haktor or achila. So if that's the case, then the first Mishnah that opens up the sugya of pigul with the kalal puts in an addendum to let you know that there is such a shita like Rav Eliezer, and that indeed, according to him, it would be mitzarev. Abaye says there's no need to warp the Mishnah and say that the last words are Rav Eliezer. Afilu tema rabbanan. The diuk is, after all, I mean, it's your implications. There may be another way to read the implications. Therefore, lo tema, do not say that what the Mishnah is hinting at is that, but if it were le'echol, v'le'echol davar she'en darko le'echol, that would be mitzarev. That's not the point. The point is, ela'ima, the implication is that ha'le'echol, v'le'echol davar she'darko le'echol, that no, what it's talking about over here is davka coming along to be mitztaref a chatzi zayit b'chutz with a chatzi zayit l'machar. That's what it's coming to tell me. Umaykam ashmalan. So you'll say, what do you mean? That's an implication? That's not an implication. We said this before. I mean, abayi katanila. We said lechol kezayit b'chutz v'kezayit l'machar. Kezayit l'machar v'kezayit b'chutz. Kechatzi zayit b'chutz v'kechatzi zayit l'machar. So why would I need an implication in the Sefer to tell me something that was openly stated earlier? That can't be what the point is. The point must be to be saying something different, namely Rabbi Eliezer's point that you can be mitzarif, achilat adam to achilat mizbeach, and vice versa. Hatulamali. What then is the point? I mean, ilechol v'lechol. I mean, if it's what you wanted to tell me initially, that I could be mitzarev, something that it's not the derech to eat, I mean, you're trying to tell me it's mitzarev. I mean, we saw from the Reisha that that's not true. Mireisha shamat mina, over here it doesn't mean Mireisha shamat mina that it is mitzarev, but Mireisha shamat mina that it's not mitzarev. It's an unusual way of phrasing it. This is how Rashi learned. So the Reisha said, only a davar shadarka le'achol and not a davar she'in darko lechol. Ilechol v'laktir. If you want to go ahead and tell me this is gufa, the meaning of the Mishnah, not the implication. Why do I need an implication? Forget about the implication. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is what it's saying, that achila and haktara are not mitztarfim. I mean, I can work that out on my own from the diuk of the Reisha. I mean, look, the Reisha says, dover she'en darko le'echol. So in other words, let's say you had a mind to eat a chatzi zayit of the shiraim, which is darko le'echol, together with a chatzi zayit of komets, which is ein darko le'echol. Said in the Reisha, you cannot be mitztarf, right? In mitztarf. Okay. So, I mean, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Remember that the way we're learning now, the issue of the non-siruf of, in our Mishnah, of Akhtar and Achila, is from the combination of the fact that not only are the acts different, but the objects of the acts aren't interchangeable. So the object of the Achilas Mizbeach, which is the Kemetz, is not interchangeable with the object of the Achilas Adam, which is the Shirai. Therefore, if I already know that I'm not able to be Mitzarif object with object, even when the modality, the Aveda is the same. Koshiken, I'm not going to be able to be Mitzarev, the Achilas Mizbeach, when I'm even doing the Achilas Mizbeach through Aktara, with the Achilas Adam, which I'm doing with my mouth. Isn't that obvious? Now, clearly it isn't obvious, because we understood this whole different approach. Maybe the only problem is the modality, not the fact that the objects wouldn't be Mitzarev, you see? So I could argue, and that's exactly what the Gemara is going to answer, I could argue that on the contrary, the fact that I'm attempting to insert an inappropriate object to match what I'm doing, I'm eating. An object of eating is not komet. But that doesn't prove that I wouldn't be able to be mitzarev different modalities where the object object indeed matches perfectly well. I want to take a half a kezayit of shirayim that I'm going to eat and a half a kezayit of komets and I'm going to be maktir. Now, doing the haktor on the komets is just right on target. And doing the eating of the shirayim is right on target too. So maybe over there I would be able to be mitzaref, you see. So it depends what the issue is in the Mishnah of the Nansira. Therefore, says the Gemara, let's first see the Kal V'chomer inside. The Gemara is saying, look, I would know obviously, midyuk of the Reisha, what the Mishnah is saying, that the Haktorah cannot be mitzaref with achila, is a given from the Reisha. Because ma lechol, v'lechol davar shein darko lechol. To be mitzare for chatzi zayit of real achila, meaning of the shirai, together with an achila of something that is not suitable for achila, even that you said is not mitzarev. I'm at low mitzarev. Kol shekein, I'm not going to be able to be mitzarev a achila with aktorah, am I? What do I need a mishnah for that for? So the whole point of the mishnah is its implications. So now we're saying, but the implications are either not true or they're trivial. So neither the halach is necessary because it's trivial, because it results from a Kal V'chomer from the Reisha, and the implications are not true according to the first approach, and according to the second approach are trivial. So what's the point of the Mishnah? Unless it's like we originally suggested, that it's Enochinami, it argues with the first Mishnah, and it's going like Rabbi Eliezer, but don't try to get out of that. There's no way to get out of that. Says Abai is a very simple way to get out of it. Because I still need to know. Ian, of course I need. Don't say me, boy, what would I need to know that? Ian, I do need to know that. Because eating and haktorah, I need to know that they too are not mitzarev. In the Reisha, what you were thinking to do was inappropriate because you cannot eat the komets. Mashen kein. Over here, hocha, the Baha'i Kiyurcha Kamachashiv, the Baha'i Kiyurcha Kamachashiv, each component, the Haktorah and the Achila, each component is being done to an appropriate object. The Haktorah of the Komets, the Achila of the Shirai. So I would think over there, Ema Litzarev, maybe I could be Mitzarev. Therefore comes along the Sefer to tell me not an implication. It didn't mean for you to take implication. It came to tell you the Halacha, that you should not think that you could be mitzaref appropriate objects with different modalities. That's all. You can only be mitzaref achila with achila, and aktar with aktar, not achila with aktar. So there's two things that are not mitzaref. Can't be mitzaref inappropriate objects, and you cannot be mitzaref different modalities. That's very, very clear. First part, second part, everything fine, says Abaya. No need to break up the Mishnah into two different shittot. Later on, we're going to have the Farish, the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer in detail. Hadron Allah. Kol haminachot.
Rinener, fangton da helike pere.
Hakometz et hamincha. Le'echol shiareha. O lahaktir komtza lemachar. Modei Rabbi Yossi bezeh shu pigul v'chayavin alav karet. Now, this is a strange Mishnah because we never heard anything about Rabbi Yossi. So why we need to know that Rabbi Yossi's moda is a little bit unusual. But we're going to immediately get into the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Indeed, the Gemara is going to question the way that this Mishnah is constructed. But just as an introduction, let us recognize that there are two rather serious issues that we haven't dealt with in the dinim of Pigul Mincha. And that is that the Mincha, as opposed to the Zevach, requires two separate acts in order for it to be nitar ba'achila in the Shirayim. Whereas a zevach only requires zrikat adam. And that's it. A mincha requires the haktorah not only of the komets, but also of the levona. And we've been ignoring the levona. The relationship with the komets and the levona is such that, first of all, it gets us into the problem of ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Each one of them is only half of what's necessary. We've seen many times, there's shitas that hold, that you cannot create pigul when you're only dealing with half of what's going to be matir, the result of your avena. It needs to be the act that will define what it is that you're going to be able to eat or what it is that you're going to be able to memakre. And if it's not the act, then it's insufficiently powerful to be kovea pigul. That's item number one. Item number two is, even if that's not a problem to you, what about one matir being the object of the other matir? Is that a possibility? In other words, so far we've discussed, we're going from one extreme to another. There's the matir, which is the kemetz, and then there's the shirayim. So the shirayim are the object object of the matir, and that's a very simple relationship. And we've reduced it, for the sake of simplicity, to the same relationship of the dam to the bosser of a korban. But it isn't really the same. First of all, as we said, because there's two matirim, but also because we've avoided the issue, what if you did a hakrovas hakomet al menat to be makter the levaina lamacha? Or the Levaina Bachutz, or vice versa. So over there, the other Matir becomes the object of the first Matir. That's a whole different issue. We never really thought of that before. Can you use the Matir itself as the object of the Pigol? Not as the act of the Pigol, but the object of the Pigol. So because of the confusion of those two issues, it's possible we would have made a mistake that since Rabbi Yossi Shita is, as we're going to see in a moment, that you cannot be matir, a matir. In other words, you cannot be mafago with one matir on another matir. And turning the Lavona into the object of the Haktorah at the time of the Kmitza of the Komet is not going to make it pigul. Therefore, it would have been easy to mistake Rabbi Yossi for actually saying that the reason you cannot be mafagel with the komets to the lavona, or the lavona to the komets, is because each one of them is only a chatzi matir, and therefore, by definition, a chatzi matir can't be koveh bepigel. But that is not true. That is not what Rabbi Yossi holds. Actually, Rabbi Yossi holds like the Stamish, like Rabbi Meir, that you can be mafagel with a chatzi matir. Nonetheless, he holds that a matir is not mafagel a matir. That's two separate issues. And therefore, we begin the Mishnah with the comment that, look, let's get it straight up front. Rabbi Yossi has no problem with Chatzimati, okay? Now that we get that little item out of the way, we can begin discussing Rabbi Yossi in a more serious fashion. So that's why we begin like this. Moda Rabbi Yossi, look, Moda Rabbi Yossi is certainly bezeh in this case, where the machshava is consistent between the shirayim and the komets, and leaves out any concerns of the levaina, it's pigo v'chayom alavkare. Where do we get into an issue? Where you have in kavona lahaktir levonata lamachar? You do the kmitza almanat to be makter levaina chutzasma. Oh, there Rabbi Yossi says it's possible ve'in bo karet v'chachomim omri pigul v'chayav en alav karet. And that's clearly not because of a chatzi matir, but because ein matir mefagelet hamatir.
Neither.
No, there's only karet when you eat the product of pigul, not when you do pigul, not when you're makter pigul, eating the product of pigul. Remember, we have to always separate between the machshava when, the machshava the object, and the result in the carbon. Three separate issues, which we've spoken about in Zvachim. It's good that you brought it up so we can reiterate it in Menachot, and this should actually save you an awful lot of hassle from those aliens who probably want to get everything restructured here in Menachot. So as long as you can come up with answers quickly, you're safer, let me tell you. So, the din over here is that Rabbi Yossi, although he holds there's no karet because you can't be mefagel matir, the Chachamim say you can be mefagel matir. Pigo v'chayov and olav karet. Omrulo. So they said to Rabbi Yossi, we don't quite understand why this would be different in your mind from a machshava that you have in one part of an aveda, and yet it affects the other part of the aveda. So why do you say that this should be different? Mashinaze minazeva. Why would this be different than the relationship in the Maisa of Zvicha itself? Because over there, you're saying, if you would have kavana, the komets and the mincha are all one thing, right? The komets is one thing with the shirayim. The lavona is something that is not the same thing. It's made out of a different material. It's not part of the same option. But what we'd like to know is, why do you consider this a different from a zevach, where you're able to have a machshava from the avodas hadam to the aveda of the basar, let's say, or the emurim? I mean, you could say the same thing over there. You could say that you're doing the shchita, and the shchita is being done essentially to the behema, and your kavana would be to be zerik the dam lamachar. Why would that help? That would be like taking the kemet to bring the levaina lamachar. You're doing something with the behema and its meat. Or you're doing the avodas hadam, you're being zerik in order to be marked to the basar. Why isn't that the same thing as taking the komet and having a machshava to do something to the levaina? I don't get it. You'd have to bring the emurim to the mizbeach in order, let's say, for the Kohanim to eat the basar. Fine. So then let us look at the Emurim as the Levaina. And now you're doing the Zrikas Adam. And the Zrikas Adam is being thought about as to when you're going to bring the Emurim. That's the same thing as bringing a Kohanim and thinking about when I'm going to be bringing the Levana. I don't understand. It's two different objects, and each one is necessary for its own area of heter. And over there, we never heard you suggest you can't do pigel from the dam on the emurim, let's say. What's the difference? He said to them, the difference is, Amar lahem, shehazeva damo bisoro ve'emurav are all one thing. But the lavona is not really part of the mincha at all now, is it? And since it's eina minha mincha, therefore, it doesn't have the ability to be an object of pigel. Now this, on the surface, is what the Mishnah is saying. When we get through the Gemara, we're going to see that it doesn't exactly mean the way we just took it, rather simplistic. Says the Gemara, why did we start off with Moda Rabbi Yossi before you even told me Rabbi Yossi? I mean, just tell me the Machlokas. So why did we start off with Moda Rabbi Yossi Bezet? No, because you see, the point is that we want to get out of the way the issue of Ein Mefagnim B'Chatzi Matir. Because that's going to be the first thing that every naive reader will immediately assume. Oh yeah, I understand the problem. The old Chatzi Matir problem. I mean, that's the main thing Richie was thinking about over here, you know? Oh, there we go again, the old Chatzi Matir problem. Ah, but he would be wrong, you see. It's not because of the Chatzi Matir problem. And actually, it's Bishum de Koboy Lemita Seifa, Lakhtir Levodata Lemacha. And Rabbi Yossi says, Pasov Ebo Koret. Now, I would have thought, Ma'ode Tema Taim, the Rabbi Yossi Mishum de Kasavar, Ein Mefaglim B'Chatzi Matir. And if you learned that, so then that would mean that even in the Reishi, he would have argued, he would have held that just having a machshava in the kemetz is never going to be sufficient. You need to have a machshava in the kemetz and the levaina, and therefore the whole first part of the mission would need to be reconstructed, according to him, to add the levaina to the kemetz. Kamash malan de bahamodeh. The issue, therefore, is to tell me that in this case he's matir, that of course matir is, chatzi matir is just as good as the matir shalei, and this is a new problem. The problem being, ein matir mefagel et hamatir. So, continues the Mishnah, that if the Kavanah is laktir levonatan lamachar, Rabbi Yossi omer pasul ve'im bokaret. Omer Shlokish. The point is that omer haya Rabbi Yossi, ein matir mefagelat hamatir. Now, once we're ready to say, ein matir mefagelat hamatir, you've got a lot of examples of this. For instance, you've got shnei bezichei levonah. Shnei bezichei levonah are both matirin. One bezich, bezer, is not able to be mefagel the other bezich levonah. And it would be because it's exactly the same thing. So, we're over there, even though we don't have a problem on b'chatzi matir, but we would have a problem of one bezich being matir the other. She'in matir mefagel et hamatir. Yeah, isn't that the same thing? Well, I need Reish Lakish to point this out. Well, once you told me the problem is ein matir mefagel et hamatir, which is obvious because the Mishnah made such a big point to say umodu Rabbi Yossi, right? So what is he adding over here? My v'chena ta omer. No, because ma'od etema. You see, it gets more complicated than this. Maybe, remember, there's two different issues over here. There's the relationship of matir to matir, but there's also the relationship of the object to that which is being matir, the object. There's a further complication in the fact that a kometz is made out of one material and a levona is made out of another material. So how do you know that the problem of ein matir b'fagelas hamatir is the correct way to do it? Maybe the way to consider this is that, look, there's two separate elements of a mincha, each of which has to be looked at separately. You do the kmitza to be matir, the kmitza ingredients is what it was taken out of. That's the sole. It happens to be that there's a relationship of matir to levaina, but that's true as well. But they nonetheless are interrelated only because of the fact that you can only eat a part of the mincha when the whole mincha is kosher. But there are two separate parts of this mincha. There's the levona part of the mincha and there's the solat part of the mincha. Maybe that's the issue. How can you have in kavana something that is from the solat part of the mincha to the levona part of the mincha? But when you're dealing with two bezichei levona, They're both the same thing. You're certainly not going to tell me that that Levona is a different Marechet than the other Levona. So maybe over there the problem isn't that Ein Matir Mefagos HaMatir, but Ein Matir Mefagos something that's not part of its own chelek in the system that you're coming to deal with here. Now you see that this begins already to have a deeper relationship to the blood-meat issue that the Chachamim raised, you see. But we're going to end up getting to that through this exploration. Because blood and meat, you think, may be two different elements of a thing. But anyway, Ma'odetema, I might have thought, says the Gemara, that even though we understand that he does not have a problem with Chatzi Matir, there may be another issue which also we haven't taken into consideration. And that is that the time of the Rabbi Yossi Bilevona is not because of Matir to Matir relationship, but rather because it's not really part of the same item. So it's Lav Mina de Minchai. But if we would be talking about the Shnei Bezichei Levona, we're over there, they're both interrelated. So why, who's to say there's a problem Matir Mefagel et HaMatir specifically? Maybe there was this other issue that was part of it, but the Shnei Bezichei Levona would indeed be able to be Mefagel one the other. Therefore, Reish Lakish is in fact telling us a very important Kiddush. And he is sharpening our entire conversation over here. Because not only were we simplistic in the first part of the Masechta, where for the sake of simplicity, we stripped down all of the complications to pretend that Menachos is just another type of Pigel like Zvach. And we made this very simple interrelationship. Look, you got four avodot over there, you got four avodot over here, you've got the matir over there, and you've got the nitar over there, same thing over here, you've got the matir, the kremitz, the nitar, the shirayim. We just sort of under the carpet put in the issue of the levona. Now it turns out, boy, oh boy, oh boy, that issue that we stripped away just to simplify things was really a key to understanding all sort of very subtle and serious interrelationship. Now Reish Lakish now wants to lift the considerations one notch higher. Because we also need to take into consideration the question of whether it's the same item, or there may be two completely different components within one mincha. Maybe that's the issue. Where Shnei Bezichei Levona, which couldn't possibly be any more than a problem of Matir to Matir or Chatzi Matir, and we've dealt with the Chatzi Matir problem, maybe there's no Matir to Matir problem. And maybe indeed one Bezich Levona can be Mefagel the other one. So Ema Mefagle Ahadode Kamash Malan, that indeed there it's still the same problem of Matir to Matir. And this immediately raises our hackles. Because the issue was that in the Mishnah, the Chachamim tainted to Rabbi Yossi, wait a minute, isn't this the same as the blood and the meat? And he said, no, it's not the same thing at all. So then it does have to do with the issue of whether it's the same thing. You're saying, no, it's not related to the fact it's the same thing. It's related to the fact that it's a matir dealing with a matir. And now you've changed the tune, so how do you read the Mishnah then? Umi matzi taimra. Is it possible to say that Rabbi Yossi's logic with the Levona is not taking into consideration the fact that the Levona is a different species? He says so, for heaven's sakes. So now, what right do you have to create this new, very abstract relationship of matir to matir, as opposed to a very down-to-earth, simple difference between flour and frankincense? Even Richie can get that one, even when he's asleep. Oxygen. Levona would help.
Yeah, I'm sure that would work.
Next he'll be asking for the Ketoret. Then you'll have him wanting to be Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. Yeah, you could move to Yericho. So, yes, how let's see that inside now. Could you really tell me what you're claiming? That time in Rabbi Yossi B'Levona does not include the fact that the Levona is not the same species as the Mincha itself? Lav Mishum de Lav Mina de Minchahi? Didn't Rabbi Yossi say that himself? V'katani Sefa Amrula Umashin Tamina Zevach? And he answers, well, after all, the Zevach is all one thing. The Zevach Domo Bisoro Emura V'Chad. But Levona Eina Mina Mincha. I mean, how can you say more clearly than that? Once you say that, then in fact you do not have the right to put together the two Bezichin to be the equivalent of Levona and Koma. Two Bezichin are obviously the same thing. And you're claiming, no, it doesn't matter. It's abstraction that's important. And he himself said the opposite. answers the Gemara when he said Eina min hamincha, didn't mean it's not the same species. Well, it just sounded like he was saying that. What he was really saying is Eina be'ikuv mincha. The real svara is a complete abstraction. Ein matir mefagel et hamatir. When he said to them, the zevach is all one. The dam is the matir of the emurim, and therefore, when you have a machshava about eating chutz lezmano, when you're doing the dam, those are not two matirim. The dam is completely matir emurim. You're saying, but I need the emurim to be matir the basar. Who cares? That's not the issue. Because certainly it's not too matirin, because what we're talking about over here is ikuv, and therefore the kemetz is not ma'akev, the levaina, the way the dam is ma'akev, the emurim. Can I bring the emurim before zrika? No. Can I bring the levaina before kemetz? Yes. It doesn't matter which I do first. I could do the aktaras halavaina, followed by the aktaras hakemetz, or vice versa. Which means there's no connection between them. There's no ikuv between one and the other. When it comes to the dam, to emurim, to the basar, there is a direct line of ikuv. First dam or no emurim. Then emurim, no basar. Fine, but it certainly is not considered to be two separate lines. Over here, it's two separate lines. It happens to be I need to be mekayim both of those lines. But they're not interrelated. They're hooked up in parallel. They're not hooked up in series. That's what he's saying. If they're hooked up in series, then it's all one circuit. If they're hooked up in parallel, it's different circuits. It's very simple. Now, the mele, it's not included in the same line of ikuva. That means that the levona is a separate matir. And one matir cannot be mafagal another matir. That's all that I'm saying. Says Eina mi ibi ikuv mincha, because it is not true. The lav ki hechad ba'akev lukomets l'shiraim. You're certainly not going to say that the same way that not bringing the kemetz prevents the achila of the shiraim is not going to say. Oh, what does that mean? It just means to kokamet lomit kater kemetz lomit akre shiraim. That's all that means. You're not going to say that hachinami ma'akev lo levona, that you can't bring the levona either, the same way you can't eat the shiraim, because that's simply not true. Because the din is ela iboy ha'makter bereisha viboy ha'makter bereisha. You could bring either one that you want first. So don't try to tell me that the relationship is the equivalent of the dam to the emurim. That's all that it's saying.
In practice, weren't they brought together?
No, of course not. They weren't brought. How could they be brought together? They have to be separate handfuls. You're not allowed to even have one tiny piece of levaina together with the kaimetz. And you only have one kaimetz on your right hand. How many tak could they bring together?
You put it in the second clean together.
Why? Picture book. Ah, which one? The Megillah Esther one?
For kids.
The kids one.
The first line of the Mishnah says
you don't need to relate to them together at all. That's the point. There's no real meaning. I'm sorry? There's the act and there's the object. Okay, so over here, lahaktir komtsa is object and act are part of the same parallel, are part of the same line that is hooked up to another parallel line. The hookup to the other parallel line is lahaktir halavaina. Fine. So in that case, we're saying if you would substitute for the word lahaktir komtsa, you would substitute the word lahaktir levonata, you don't have an object that's part of the same line. Levona and bringing that on the mizbeach, and komets are bringing that on the mizbeach. Levona doesn't need to know anything from the kemet, and I can bring it separately. The kemet doesn't need to know anything from the levina.
Then why is there an e parallel in the beginning of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi is mode that lahatir komtzal machar is pigul, but lahatir levona lamachar is not pigul.
Correct, because there you're talking about the object. You're trying to utilize the act to act upon an object that's not related to the act. The act is haktara sakome, or kmitz, or whatever it is. Any of the four acts that are being done during the Avodat HaKomet.
Okay.
And the object of the act is Haktarat HaLavona. How can you affect the din of Pigo by having a misaligned object of the Pigo with the act of the Pigo? You're dealing with Komets, and you're saying that my thought of Pigo should affect the Levina. What I'm going to do with Levina? So what are you talking about Levina for right now? You're holding by the Solet. You have no, you're not in touch with the Levina. You have nothing to do with the Levina. Who cares what you're thinking about the Levina? Therefore, the Chachamim say, and when you're dealing with the Dam, you're being Zerik the Dam, and you're dealing with bringing Basar. You have nothing to do with the Basar right now. You're dealing with the Dam. To which we answer, but it's all one thing, meaning it's all one line of Aveda. If I don't deal with the Dam, I won't be able to have the bus. That's not true. If I don't deal with the Komets, I won't be able to have the Levina. That's the real meaning of what he's saying. So the word min doesn't mean the physical species. It means that which defines the parallelism. And therefore, Echa. Okay, so therefore it's, and the problem is, that Iboy Hamakdav Resh, Iboy Hamakdav Resh. And why do the Rabbanan feel that this is not a significant issue? Because as we will see, the Rabbanan themselves agree that a Mater cannot be Befanto the Mater, remark. Where is that? That's at the end of this Mishnah, the entire paragraph. So it's the closing of the Mishnah, where we have a very interesting case. It's just beautiful the way the abstractions line up such subtle ways. So over there, you see the Rabbanan related to the overall idea of Ein Mater Befanto the Mater. Guys, this is so exciting because it means there's yet another issue which needs to be addressed. That's what I was really being Rami's in my words earlier, that Ira grabbed me for saying too early. But the fact is that it's clear if you've got two different bodies, that you cannot relate to them as being somehow connected. Well, what's the difference between the Levina, which is on the side of the Mincha, and the Kemetz? They're two different species, two different materia that are working in parallel. And the case where you've got two animals, which are the same species, working in parallel, I need to do both of them, and yet they're the Rabbanan or Meida, that I cannot be mafagel from one animal on the other animal. So now it's getting even more subtle, you see? What is the explanation for that? Ah, now we get a smile. There we go. Must be, therefore, answer the Rabbanan, because I'll tell you. That's because there was nothing that put them together into the same physical space. What gave the Kedusha to the Komets and to Levona? The same container. So now they've been defined halachically as one object. Now the question is, are they parallel materia or not? Say the Rabbanan, if they're defined halachically as one object, who cares about their being parallel materia? Says Rabbi Yossi, no, there's the additional question of not being parallel materia. So therefore, there's very many levels to the question. Of, we have, first of all, the Chatzi Mater question. Secondly, we have the Mater to Mater relationship. And thirdly, we have the, which is the difference between the parallel and the series of Mater. And then we have this other question of the relationship of the Mater. Are they members of the same object or not? So what appeared to be a very simple issue turns out to be comprised of a lot of different detailed points, which is usually the case in nature. Rabbi Anai, Likut Levona Bizar Pasul. Now another very fascinating thing. Once we've begun to deal with the presence of the Levina in the Mincha and its relationship as a Mater, and again, we've conveniently ignored Levona up until now. Tainas Rabbi Anai, and this again opens up another issue, which as I said earlier, we also oversimplified, and that was the relationship of the four avodot of the Zevach to the four avodot of the Mincha, which by no means should have been as simple as we took it to be. So it begins with the question of what would be the relationship of Likut Levona with the Zar. All you're doing is picking up the Levona in order to bring it onto the Mizbeach. Is that a problem?
Is it a Avoda?
Lechora, it's not an Avoda. So how can you do it? What do you mean it's possible? I mean, why not have a robot do it? What's the difference? Who does it? It seems to be just a logistical requirement.
Do the Torah?
No! The Likut is gathering it together. Since you had to push it away in order to do the Komet, so that no Levona would get into your Komet, you now have to gather it together to get it all off in order to be Makter Kol Levonata. That Likut itself is also bizarre. Why? My time. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, I'll tell you why. Because it's the equivalent of Holacha. It's just in the same way that when you walk towards the Mokom HaKtara on the Mizbeah, that is considered to be one of the four avodot that we listed. If I, as a czar, collect this and hand it to a Kohen, have I now made his job slightly shorter, so that he no longer has to take the same distance to get it to the... Yes, and that is halacha, essentially. So since I learnt out halacha to the dinim of halacha of the mincha, so then clearly this is halacha. You'll say, but I mean, it's not halacha. Doesn't halacha require moving your little toesies? No. He holds that halacha shelo beregel is also considered to be halacha. So moving something close, even though you haven't moved your feet, let your fingers do the walking. Yes, indeed. That's where they got it from. And halacha, we're all agreed, is pasul bizar. Omer of Mari, I think that we can actually learn this yesod as a principle from the overall rule of the Mishnah we just had. Because the Mishnah created four steps of Aveda. Zaklal, kol hakometz, A. Notain bekli, B. Molich, C. Maktir, D. Now, where do we get A, B, C, D from? I understand that the kometz is conceptually the equivalent of the shchita, because you're basically separating out with the shchita, the life force, the blood, and now we're going to be able to deal with it, giving the chelek to Hashem, the chelek to Mizbeach, fine. The molich is molich. The maktir is obviously zorek, because when I put the dam on the Mizbeach, it's bringing the matir to the Mizbeach. When I put the kometz on the Mizbeach, it's bringing the matir to the Mizbeach. So for all intents and purposes, it's the same thing conceptually. But I do not understand what is notain bekli. Now, I know naively you've been claiming that notain bekli is the equivalent of Kabbalat Hadam, but come. I mean, it's not really the same at all. Because in Kabbalat Hadam, the dam goes into the kli. Surely you're not going to pretend that we have the equivalent of the whole thing that we discussed before, putting it into the kli with your right hand, with your left hand. I mean, none of that is nogea, because the blood falls into the kli. You don't put it into the kli. So picking up a kometz and putting it into the kli, really, is the same as Kabbalat Adam. So it isn't conceptually the same at all. So what is its makar? Micah of it. What are you trying to tell me? It's the equivalent act of Kabbalah. It is not. Hatam memela. Over there, the blood falls into the kli. Over here, it's the picking up and putting it in. Kashaka varami. So that can't be that we're really making a comparison. Ela, it must be that really all that we're doing is we're making a very, very abstract parsing of the steps that are necessary. That's all that we're doing. So what you're essentially saying is, look, this is the next act that needs to be done in order to provide for the following act that needs to be done. So you can parse the steps from the very beginning till the very end into the same four stages. There is, again, I say, of course, it's a great abstraction. There is something that needs to be done with the dam that will enable you to manage you to get that dam to the Mizbeach, the next step being the Olach of the dam. Okay, there is something that is necessary to be done with the comets in order for you to take the next step to be Moloch the comets to Mizbeach. So that something is therefore right in the spot. It's a spatial spot. It's the same place in your database. So over here you put in step two, Kabbalat Hadam. Step two, Hachnasat HaKometz V'Kli. That's the only relationship. Well, if you're willing to abstract relationships on that level, then it's obvious that the gathering together of the Lavona has to be, I mean, what are you going to do? So you put it, if you're parsing things into four pieces, the closest piece, because we don't need an exact parallel, the closest piece is Olacha. So if you analyze the Mishnah, you basically see what Rabbi Yannai is saying. It's got to fit. That's the closest fit. All that we're interested in doing it is putting into the closest fit. We're not claiming it's the same act, because otherwise we have no basis for calling it an Ar Makar. It's back in the Asiya of Zvach. That's where we learned out all these dinim of Pigul. Pigul and Avoda, and the Avoda is of the Pigul. So if we're going to translate it into the comparison that the Torah makes of all of the korbanos to each other, which is the big mincha, shlomim, chatas, everything put together, then we have to find out where it fits as a group. So if what he's saying is that mishum halacha noguba means that they see this as the overall abstraction of moving things to the Mizbeach. And on that level of abstraction, attraction, it really is moving things to the Mizbeah.
Therefore, it's an avoda, and therefore there's chorus.
Correct. But there's not a chorus. There's a chiyuv of a zar, you mean? There's not even a chiyuv of a zar, because zanim avoda tama. Don't confuse it with that. Okay. So therefore, must be that there's a whole new thing to take into consideration. That is a massive abstraction, not just in the effect, certainly not in the act, but simply in the overall placement. That is enough to define the thing as which avodah we're talking about. And the idea over here is that since there's no way to get away without doing it, you can't avoid doing it, therefore by definition is an avodah chashivah. And therefore we have no choice, al korchacha, we have no choice but to say that even though it's not physically the same, for all intents and purposes, it boils down to Kabbalah. So, Achinami, even the low sagi, the low avadla, how are you going to get the Lavona there without Likud Levayah? It's impossible to do such a thing. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, since it's an avodah chashuvah by definition, so the only place that it fits is that it's the next step that we need to get it to the Mizbeah. So Rabbi Zeira makes sense anyway. I'd figure it out. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yana makes sense anyway. I'd figure it out on myself. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. I mean, you know, you're amazing. You start off with a given, which basically you made up yourself. The given is, how can you compare a nefila of the dam with gravity into a container to picking up something and put it into a container? Why the heck not? Why isn't the issue getting it into a container? I don't care how it gets into the container. Once you made up your idea, so we've now decided it can't be because of any physical similarity, so therefore let us create this mad abstraction in which even collecting Lavona is considered to be halacha. Oh man, I can't believe it. So I say, why don't we just keep things simple, dude? It's very simple. Leolam de dami le kabbalah, the reason that achnasu lekli is an avodah is because it's kabbalah. You have a problem, do you? Kasha lecha and sin, you have a problem. What do you mean? Over there it's mamela, over here he's picking it up and he's putting it in. Do I care about your problems? Michte tarvaya kedushat kli is the bottom line that I need to achieve a kedushat kli. Thank you. That's all I want to hear about. Mali mamela, mali kashaka varami, I don't see any kind of connection at all to a problem here, and therefore Rabbi Yanai may be right, may not be right, but it certainly has nothing to do with the issue of fitting it into a database because it's an avodah chashuvah. Rabbi Yanai, likut levona bizar pasul. Now another very fascinating thing. Once we've begun to deal with the presence of the levona in the mincha, and its relationship as a matir, and again, we've conveniently ignored levona up until now, Taina's Rabbi Yanai, and this again opens up another issue, which as I said earlier, we also oversimplified, and that was the relationship of the four avodot of the Zevach to the four avodot of the Mincha, which by no means should have been as simple as we took it to be. So it begins with the question of what would be the relationship of Likut Lavona with a Zar? All you're doing is picking up the Lavona in order to bring it on to the Mizbeach. Is that a problem?
Is it a Lavona?
Look, it's not an avoda. So how can you do it? What do you mean it's possible? Well, why not have a robot do it? What's the difference? Who does it? It seems to be just a logistical requirement.
To do the
Haktorah? No. The Likut. Just gathering it together. Since you had to push it away in order to do the Komets, so that no Lavona would get into your Komets, you now have to gather it together to get it all off in order to be Makter Kolavonata. That Likut itself is also bizarre. Why? My God. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, I'll tell you why. Because it's the equivalent of Holacha. It's just in the same way that when you walk towards the Mokom HaKtara on the Mizbeach, that is considered to be one of the four Avodot that we listed. If I, as a Zar, collect this and hand it to a Kohen, have I now made his job slightly shorter so that he no longer has to take the same distance to get it to the... Yes, and that is halacha, essentially. So since I learnt out halacha to the dinim of halacha of the mincha, so then clearly this is halacha. You'll say, but I mean, it's not halacha. Doesn't halacha require moving your little toesies? No. He holds that halacha shalom baregel is also considered to be halakha. So moving something closer, even though you haven't moved your feet, let your fingers do the walking. Yes, indeed. That's where they got it from. Kosova halakha shalavaregel, shema halakha. And halakha, we're all agreed, is pasul bizar. Omer of Mari, I think that we can actually learn this yesod as a principle from the overall rule of the Mishnah we just had. Because the Mishnah created four steps of Avodah. Zeaklal, kol hakometz, A. Notain bekli, B. Molich, C. Maktir, D. Now, where do we get A, B, C, D from? I understand that the kometz is conceptually the equivalent of the shechita, because you're basically separating out with the shechita, the life force, the blood, and now we're going to be able to deal with it, giving the chelek to Hashem, the chelek to Mizbeach, fine. The molich is molich. The maktir is obviously zorek, because when I put the dam on the Mizbeach, it's bringing the matir to the Mizbeach. When I put the kometz on the Mizbeach, it's bringing the matir to the Mizbeach. So for all intents and purposes, it's the same thing conceptually. But I do not understand what is notain bikli. Now, I know naively you've been claiming that notain bikli is the equivalent of Kabbalat Hadam. But come. I mean, it's not really the same at all. Because in Kabbalat Hadam, the dam goes into the kli. Surely you're not going to pretend that we have the equivalent of the whole thing that we discussed before, putting it into the kli with your right hand, with your left hand. I mean, none of that is nogea, because the blood falls into the kli. You don't put it into the kli. So picking up a kometz and putting it into the kli, really, is the same as Kabbalat Adam. So it isn't conceptually the same at all. So what is its makar? Micah of it. What are you trying to tell me? It's the equivalent act of Kabbalah. It is not. Hatam memela. Over there, the blood falls into the kli. Over here, it's the picking up and putting it in. Kashaka varami. So that can't be that we're really making a comparison. Ela, it must be that really all that we're doing is we're making a very, very abstract a parsing of the steps that are necessary. That's all that we're doing. So what you're essentially saying is, look, this is the next act that needs to be done in order to provide for the following act that needs to be done. So you can parse the steps from the very beginning till the very end into the same four stages. There is, again, I say, of course, it's a great abstraction. There is something that needs to be done with the dam that will enable you to manage you to get that dam to the Mizbeach, the next step being the halacha of the dam. Okay, there is something that is necessary to be done with the kometz in order for you to take the next step to be molech the kometz to the Mizbeach. So that something is therefore right in the spot. It's a spatial spot. It's the same place in your database. So over here you put in step two, Kabbalat Hadam. Step two, Hachnasat HaKometz V'Kli. That's the only relationship. Well, if you're willing to abstract relationships on that level, then it's obvious that the gathering together of the Lavona has to be, I mean, what are you going to do? So you put it, if you're parsing things into four pieces, the closest piece, because we don't need an exact parallel, the closest piece is Halacha. So if you analyze the Mishnah, you basically see what Rabbi Yannai is saying. It's got to fit. That's the closest fit. All that we're interested in doing it is putting into the closest fit. We're not claiming it's the same act. Clear? It's so brilliant. Even you're not smiling. This one you don't like.
No, I like.
Not so much. Maybe you weren't listening as much.
Maybe.
Why is the parallel so important to us? We lost the first.
I see you don't deal with databases. What do you want to do now? It's not that the parts are so important. We know that the given is that there are only certain elements to be taken into consideration. That is the original hafrasha of the parts, which is in the Shechiter comments, right? The kedusha in the kedusha of the kedushat haguf in the object that we're taking, which is either the kabbalas adam or the insertion of the comments into a kli, getting it to the mizbeach, which will include therefore gathering together the levina, walking with it, and so on, and putting it on the mizbeach. It's a simple logical parsing. The question is, what do you want to call it?
Why are we doing this?
Because otherwise we have no basis for calling it, and our makar is back in the Asiya of Zvach. That's where we learned out all these dinim of Pigel.
Pigel
and Avodah, and the Avodah is of the Pigel.
Right.
So if we're going to translate it into the comparison that the Torah makes of all of the Karbanas to each other, which is the big... Mincha, Shlomim, Chatos, everything put together, then we have to find out where it fits as a group. So if what he's saying is that Mishum HaHolocha Noguba means that they see this as the overall abstraction of moving things to the Mizbeach. And on that level of abstraction, it really is moving things to the Mizbeach.
Therefore, it's an
avoda,
and therefore there's
chorus. Correct. But there's not chorus. There's chiyav of azar, you mean? There's not even chiyav of azar, because zanam avoda tama. Don't confuse it with that. Okay. So therefore, must be that there's a whole new thing to take into consideration. That is a massive abstraction, not just in the effect, certainly not in the act, but simply in the overall placement, that is enough to define the thing as which avodah we're talking about. And the idea over here is that since there's no way to get away without doing it, the schema de lo sagulai de lo avadlai, you can't avoid doing it, therefore by definition, is an avodah hashivai. And therefore we have no choice, al korchacha, we have no choice but to say that even though it's not physically the same, for all intents and purposes, it boils down to Kabbalah. So achinamik, even the low saga, the low avadla, how are you going to get the Lavona there without Nikud Levoyz? It's impossible to do such a thing. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, since it's an avadah chashuvai by definition, so the only place that it fits is that it's the next step that we need to get it to the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Zeira makes sense anyway. I'd figure it out. Sorry, Rabbi Yana makes sense anyway. I'd figure it out on myself. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. I mean, you know, you're amazing. You start off with a given, which basically you made up yourself. The given is, how can you compare a nefila of the dam with gravity into a container to picking up something and put it into a container? Why the heck not? Why isn't the issue getting it into a container? I don't care how it gets into the container. Once you made up your idea, so we've now decided it can't be because of any physical similarity, so therefore let us create this mad abstraction in which even collecting Lavona is considered to be halacha. Oh man, I can't believe it. So I say, why don't we just keep things simple, dude? It's very simple. Le'olam d'dami le'kabbalah, the reason that Achnasu Lekli is an avodah is because it's Kabbalah. You have a problem, do you? Your kasha lecha and sin, you have a problem. What do you mean? Over there it's a mamela, over here he's picking it up, but he's putting it in. Do I care about your problems? Michte tarvayo kedushat kli is the bottom line that I need to achieve a kedushat kli. Thank you. That's all I want to hear about. Mali mamela, mali kashaka varami. I don't see any kind of connection at all to a problem here, and therefore Rabbi Yana may be right, may not be right, but it certainly has nothing to do with the issue of fitting it into a database because it's not about a kashaka.